Tonight we're going to take a brief look at Polycarp of Smyrna. He was a student of the last of the apostolic band, John. Smyrna was once a beautiful city, 35 miles north of Ephesus. Today there is a place in Turkey called Izmir, which is built on or near the site of ancient Smyrna. But sad to say, the witness of the Smyrnaean church has long since died out. The sources don't tell us the exact date of the death of that last apostle. So let's just think of it as about the end of the first century, say 100 AD. Polycarp would then be approximately 30 years old. And every piece of evidence we have tells us that he was one of the few who was privileged to talk to the Apostle John personally. By 110 AD, he was the minister or bishop of the church in Smyrna. If we accept that he was burnt at the stake in 156, which will be about right, give or take a year, then that means he had a ministry of 46 years. So Mr. Olliott's got some distance to go yet, although we hope he won't end up in quite the same way. In that fateful year of 156, Polycarp fell a victim to the hatred of the mob. And very sadly, it was Jewish people who were responsible for inciting the trouble. You see, Polycarp had just returned from Rome, and the annual so-called games were in progress. 11 Christians had already been fed to the lions. One of them, called Quintus, had in fact called out, "Caesar is Lord," and saved himself just at the last moment. Polycarp saw the danger on the wall and got out of Smyrna. He went to a cottage, but I'm afraid he was betrayed and dragged back to the stadium. Titus Quadratus, who was then the proconsul, tried very, very hard to save Polycarp. He said, "Curse Christ just once, and I'll let you live." And Polycarp replied, "86 years I have served Christ, and he has done me no wrong. How then can I speak evil of my King who saved me?" And with those defiant words, he was burnt at the stake. Those words are worth hearing a second time, in my opinion. Listen, 86 years I have served Christ, and he has done me no wrong. How then can I speak evil of my King who saved me? Consider then an old man of 86 being burnt alive in the stadium at Smyrna. That's what happened. What can we learn from Polycarp for ourselves here in 1992? I'm going to make four suggestions to you. First of all, Irenaeus mentions that Polycarp had an extensive letter-writing ministry. Polycarp's letter to the Philippians, which is only 14 paragraphs long, is all that remains of it. But it reminds us that we can all write letters of encouragement, etc., in the name of Christ. The question is, do we? And secondly, Polycarp was very implacable against error, particularly if that error robbed somebody of salvation by Jesus Christ. He had a working knowledge of the Bible, and he used it. And one of the heretics, Marcion, a man who put most of his emphasis on New Testament material and ignored for the main part, the Old Testament, was one of the men Polycarp refuted. And that reminds me that, like Polycarp, the believers among us here tonight are not New Testament Christians. We are Bible Christians, whole Bible Christians. Thirdly, think of those last words he said. He said he'd been a believer for all his life of 86 years. It sounds as though he had no crisis conversion, you know, like Saul had on the Damascus Road. But that doesn't mean to say he had no personal conversion. He most certainly was personally converted. He just didn't know a date. And perhaps parents here should aim at teaching their children in family prayers to trust Christ from their earliest years, so that as soon as they can talk, they can pray to Christ and have a saving faith in Christ as early as possible. And then by God's grace, may they endure to the end, as did Polycarp. And finally, he lived a life of witness and a life of sacrifice. He's left us an example which really can't be bettered. And in the coming week, those of us who are Christians are to be living witnesses, prepared to make any sacrifice, small or large, for Christ. But this is an age when most of us Christians in the West are not strong on self-denial and not strong on self-sacrifice. Most of us deny ourselves very little, and most of us sacrifice little. Remember Polycarp.